Understanding types can feel like a courageous leap, because when discussing types like masculine and feminine, we must confront not only outdated stereotypes and our reactions to those stereotypes, but we must at the same time make room for the changing situation currently moving through our culture. Are these useful distinctions anymore, in any sense, or is there still value in assessing human beings according to a binary biological function? As we aim to free ourselves from all those things that hold us back from our highest potentials, it's necessary to identify any meaningful differences that exist between men and women, as well as those that do not. The sincere goal here is to help us form the most authentic and constructive relationships with ourselves and with one another that we can. And our hopeful premise is that by understanding both men's and women's needs, desires, motivations, and drives, even in the relatively binary way presented here, we can help bring us closer together. This is meant to be the very heart of this installation.
Exactly. And one of the reasons that that becomes important is that as we develop individually up the levels of development, and as we start to continue our growth to wider and wider perspectives, and wider sense of loving and caring and consciousness and concern, then that's where men and women literally can be teachers to each other. And that is really important, because given the differences, and I'll go ahead and mention this one and come right back to that. We've been talking about men having a tendency towards agency, which includes things like autonomy and justice and rights, and women tending towards communion or relationship and responsibility and care. These are the two horizontal drives that men and women have. And incidentally, it's the same drives that all holons have. All holons, a whole that's part of a larger whole, like an atom is part of a whole molecule is part of a whole cell is part of a whole organism, and so on. The universe is made of holons. And so holons, by virtue of the fact that their holes within larger holes have two directions they can grow and two different dimensions in each of those. So horizontally, they can either choose to be more autonomous, more whole, more separate in that sense, or they can choose to be more in relationship with the larger whole, more in communion, more in responsibility. And that's where we say the men tend towards agency, the women tend towards communion. Both of these have a pathological form. Autonomy, agency, that the men tend to, excessive autonomy, excessive agency, isn't just an autonomous, healthy, whole individual. It becomes separated, alienated, set apart. And so you have men who are just, you know, all on their own, do it myself, don't need any help, until it can turn into some very pathological forms. Now, when communion is excessive or dysfunctional, you don't just get being in relationship, you get fusion. The woman just isn't relating. She is fused with that relationship. All of her goals and drives in the pathological form are whatever her relationships want. And so those relationships tend to take over. And that can cause a woman to lose all sense of herself, to lose all sense of her own degree of autonomy, her own degree of being able to make up her own mind.